August 15th. The Dormition, the falling asleep, the assumption of the most holy birth giver of God, the Lord who, on Mount Sinai, commanded by his fifth commandment, honor your father and your mother, Exodus 20, chapter 12, showed by his own example how one should respect one's parent. Hanging on the cross in agony, he remembered his mother, and, indicating to the apostle John, said to her, Woman, behold your son, St. John, chapter 19, verse 26. After that, he said to John, Behold your mother, St. John chapter 19 verse 27, and so providing for his mother, he breathed his last. John had a home on Zion in Jerusalem, in which the Theotokos settled and remained there to live out the end of her days on earth. By her prayers, gentle counsels, meekness and patience, she greatly assisted the apostle of her son. Primarily, she spent her entire time in Jerusalem, often visiting those places which reminded her of the great events and of the great works of her son. She especially visited Golgotha, Bethlehem, and the Mount of Olives. Of her distant journeys, her visit to St. Ignatius the Theophorus, God-bearer, in Antioch is mentioned, as well as her visit to Lazarus, whom our Lord resurrected on the fourth day, the Bishop of Cyprus, her visit to the holy mountain, Athos, which she blessed, and her stay in Ephesus with St. John the Evangelist, the theologian, during the time of the great persecution of Christians in Jerusalem. In her old age, she often prayed to the Lord and her God on the Mount of Olives, the site of his ascension, that he take her from this world as soon as possible. On one occasion, the Archangel Gabriel appeared to her and revealed to her that within 3 days, she will find repose. The angel gave her a palm branch to be carried at the time of her funeral procession. She returned to her home with great joy, desiring in her heart once more to see in this life all of the apostles of Christ. The Lord fulfilled her wish, and all of the apostles, borne by angels in the clouds, gathered at the same time at the home of John on Zion. With great rejoicing, she saw the holy apostles, encouraged them, counseled them, and comforted them. Following that, she peacefully gave up her soul to God without any pain or physical illness. The apostles took the coffin with her body, from which an aromatic fragrance emitted, and, in the company of many Christians, bore it to the Garden of Gethsemane, to the sepulchre of her parents, Saints Joachim and Anna. By God's providence, they were concealed from the evil Jews by a cloud. Anthony, a Jewish priest, grabbed the coffin with his hands with the intention of overturning it, but at that moment, an angel of God severed both his hands. He then cried out to the apostles for help and was healed, since declaring his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The apostle Thomas was absent, again according to God's providence, in order that a new and all-glorious mystery of the holy Theotokos would again be revealed. On the third day, Thomas arrived and desired to venerate, kiss the body of the holy all-pure one. But when the apostles opened the sepulchre, they found only the winding sheet, and the body was not in the tomb. That evening, the Theotokos appeared to the apostles, surrounded by a myriad of angels, and said to them, Rejoice, I will be with you always. It is not exactly known how old the Theotokos was at the time of her falling asleep, but the overwhelming opinion is that she was over 60 years of age. Hymn of Praise, the Most Holy Birth Giver of God, the Theotokos.
Thus spoke the Lord Most High, from your heart, virgin pure, living water to flow, that those who thirst drink Christ, life-bearing source, we are all boastful of you, so that the thirsty drink Christ, by him the bitter to be sweetened, by him the blind to be washed, and by him the sorrowful to heal their grief. Life-bearing source, we are all boastful of you, beverage from eternity arrived, the arid time the brook filled, and again toward the heavens raised, the world exhausted became refreshed. Life-bearing source, we are all boastful of you. O all pure one, glory to you. O mother of God, glory to you. For us to the living Christ you gave birth, the living water of grace, life-bearing source, we are all boastful of you.
Reflection. Each one of the faithful can learn much, indeed, very much, from the life of the Virgin Theotokos. I would like to mention only two things. First, she frequently went to Golgotha, the Mount of Olives, the Garden of Gethsemane, Bethlehem, and other places redolent, reminiscent of her Son. She prayed on bended knees at all of these holy places, especially at Golgotha. Thus, she gave the first example and impetus to the faithful of visiting holy places out of love toward Him who, by His presence, His passion, and His glory, made these places holy and significant. Second, we learn how she prayed for a quick departure from this life, so that, when she separated from her body, her soul would not encounter the Prince of Darkness and his horrors, and hidden from the dark regions would not see the punishment of those darkened by sin. Do you see how terrible it is for the soul to pass through the toll houses, Mitartsva, when she, who gave birth to the destroyer of Hades, and who herself has tremendous power over demons, prayed thus? What then is left for us? Out of extreme humility, she commended herself to God, and did not trust in her own deeds. So much less should we trust in our deeds, and even more, we should commend ourselves into the hands of God, crying out for His mercy, especially at the time of the departure of the soul from the body. Contemplation. To contemplate the wondrous proof by which Samuel confirmed his words before the people. 1 Samuel chapter 12, 1 Kings chapter 12. How Samuel told the people it was evil in the sight of the Lord that they sought a king for themselves other than the Lord, the true king. How, for the confirmation of his words, he called upon God to permit thunders and rain. How the thunders and rain descended, and how the people were frightened of God and of Samuel. Homily about the most glorious child. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Upon whom of mortal man in human history could all of these titles, all of this authority, all of this glory apply? There is no one. That is why St. Chrysostom says, it is impossible to understand this in regard to any other man, but only in reference to Christ. The prophet here clearly expresses two natures in the Savior of the world, the human and the divine. A child is born. This signifies a purely human nature. Unto us a son is given. This unites the two natures in one person, the Son of God and the Son of the Virgin in the person of the incarnate Lord. However, the remaining titles signify the divine nature of the Lord Jesus. His government is upon his shoulder, i.e., the government is his own. His own government, and is not borrowed. Mighty Counselor, is this not the Holy Trinity? The angel, or messenger, and herald of this triune council is the Son of God, the pre-eternal Word. Wonderful Counselor, for all that is wonderful, all that is in amazement, all that is new which came to mankind is from Him and through Him. The Mighty God. What would Arius and his modern adherents who deny the divinity of the Lord Jesus say to this? The Prince of Peace, for from him is lasting peace. Outside him is war, without and within. The Everlasting Father, the Father of future times, as he is the Lord of the past, so also is he the Lord of the future. Furthermore, he is also the Father of the Church, the Creator of the New World, the Founder of the Kingdom of God. Isaiah himself, the son of Amos, saw this wonderful and true vision some 700 years before it was revealed to the entire universe. O Lord Jesus, you are to the prophets the most glorious prophecy, and to the faithful the most glorious revelation. Unlock our mind, that the wonderful glory of your majesty can enter into it, and unlock our heart, so that it would be filled by your life-creating love. To you be glory and thanks always. Amen.